If the Bible says every believer should be filled with the Spirit, then every believer ought to be filled with the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit give them utterance. If the Bible says that, who in the world got the audacity to think they have authority to speak against the Word of God and tell you that you shouldn't be? Are you going to allow that in your life? Just because they allow it to be in their life? Are you going to allow that? Are you going to obey God? Who are you accountable to? Who saved you in the first place? They save you? Or are you letting them have that kind of influence over you? It's a setup for the enemy to mess you up. That's what it is. Hallelujah. That's a hallelujah. This gift is for both Jews and Gentiles. And I said it that way because they include every person, every race, every ethnic group on planet Earth. Whether you live in the most finest place, exquisite, whatever you call it, or you live in the most remote place, this is for you. God do not discriminate against anybody. People do. The devil does. But God does not. He didn't discriminate. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And this is where you qualify, whosoever. So if you believe this, you're in. You turn it down, you're out. And you can't blame God and can't accuse God for being out. Because he said, whosoever believed that I gave my Son to the world, I'll take you in. You'll have everlasting life. If you doubt it, you'll never get in. You'll stay out. That was your choice. But if you choose to believe, then he'll take you in. He will receive you. For as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become what? Sons of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is both for Jews and Gentiles. For whoever get born again. This is something you should practice, talking about tongue. This is something you should practice every other Sunday. No. This is something you should practice every day of your life. How many of you practice breathing every other day? And no, you don't even practice eating it every other day. And you could do that, but you don't practice that for sure. Come on. But you and I, we should be talking to God every day with our spirits. God is a spirit, so am I. And we commune spirit to spirit. And he gave us his spirit to help us to communicate with God. What do you mean? So I can talk to God in the spirit, with my spirit. And to help us to be accurate in our conversation, our communication, he gave the Holy Spirit to live in us, and the Holy Spirit gives us what to say. How can we go wrong? I'm preaching better than y'all shouting today. Hallelujah. This is some good news. I want to erase and take away every doubtful thought and negative thing that this devil and this world have brought against my friend and your friend, the Holy Spirit. I want you to get so excited about him and so in love with him and so crave him that you can't wait to get along to be with him. Woo! My. So, I'm going to make some comment from this little book today. I won't be able to go through it. I'm going to make some comments, but I want to give Brother Hagin the credit because I don't want to try to steal his thunder because he says. But I want to make some comment from this. I want to take some thoughts from this little book. If you don't have it, you need to get it because it helps your faith. Why tongues? Why tongues? And I'm not going to read the book to you this morning. I'm just going to make some comments and use some of the scripture that he used because the scripture belongs to everybody. Amen. Would you agree? Amen. So why tongue? Why tongue? And in this book, chapter 2, it says 10 reasons why every believer should speak in tongue. And these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with new tongue. These signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Can you say that? These signs are following me. I speak with new tongue. If you can't say that, you need to change that. If you're a believer. Every believer ought to speak with tongue and magnify God. Because that's what it says it does. There's many things, and I want to cover some of the things that you are doing when you're speaking with tongue, when you pray with your spirit. And see, this is what, see, we got to learn how to separate feeling from the spirit. A lot of us won't move until we feel something. You know I'm telling the truth. Music get just right. Somebody holler just right. Lord, have mercy. And we go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And all that, most of all that is just flesh. Not all the time, but most of the time, because you didn't move. But when you're walking in the spirit, and you're being led by the Spirit, you'll step out when your flesh is fighting you. I'm telling you, I ain't going to pray. I don't want to pray. Shut up, because we are going to pray. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So, he said 10 reasons. Number one, it is the initial sign. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues that the Spirit gave them utterance. You see, the Word of God teaches when one is filled with the Spirit, he or she will speak with other tongues. I'll say it again. The Word says, I didn't say it. How do you know you're filled with the Spirit? How do you know you're full of the Holy Ghost? When you get full of the Holy Ghost, you will speak with other tongues. You'll speak in a language that you never learned. It'll come right out of your belly. And your head will have nothing to do with it. And you can do it anywhere, anytime, any place. You don't need nobody to punch you. You don't need no music to do it. You don't need anything. You just open your mouth once you're filled. And this is a sign that you're filled with the Holy Ghost.